This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Clyde Lewis, big syndicated radio host, obviously, on the Premier Radio Network, comes on every night right before George Norrie at 10 p.m. Central, is blowing me away with the occultism of the globalists and what they're into. And exactly, if you go back to the Jacobins, there was a whole left-hand path to imitate our revolution, but it was about a nine-day work week and enslaving everyone, but not telling the public it was slavery. It's kind of the modern model of liberalism, where they know we're all liberal at heart and want to have open, free societies, and you know, even if we're conservative, we care about freedom. They say they're all those virtuous things, but they're not. And then they're all about the, you know, Lenin said this, and Anton LaVey said this, you'll have machines and avatars that work for you, and it'll be nothing but pure pleasure. But then when they get control, all they produce is pure hell. Where do you think we are at this point in history, Clyde Lewis?
Well, we are on the verge of pushing ourselves to the precipice of a new evolution. It's the new age, they call it. It's the age, the golden age. And they said in the golden age, there would be a new man, and the new man would then lead us. And, you know, if you want to talk in religious Christian parlance, the new man that they're talking about, of course, is the Antichrist. And what's interesting about Baal, and what's interesting about the rule of Baal is quite simply, and the resurrection of Baal is quite simply, the resurrection of the spirit of the Antichrist. So when they bring the arch to Washington, D.C. Mall, and they erect it, they say it's about freedom and liberty. No, it's about the Antichrist and what the Antichrist stands for. And I've noticed that there have been so many stories as of late, which would indicate that whoever is behind this, they're certainly either using symbols and signs of the eschaton to bring people into hysteria, or we're seeing a fulfillment of what we read in the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, and this is something that, of course, most Christians, if they're awake, know that this is simply some signs of the times that need to be addressed. If not, this is certainly a counterfeit attempt at trying to nudge God into the apocalypse. And the most cynical thing mankind can do is to fake his own prophecies and also to fake his own second coming. So if this is going on, that is the most diabolical thing I think the elite can do, is to actually fool people into believing that the power relies in mankind and their ability to become more like machines rather than becoming more human.
I'm just sitting back here, Clyde, trying to figure this out myself, because I just want prosperity and a good future and to build a great future for humanity. But like you said, it's programmed into us something from before. And it, obviously, I don't think humans in our current form are, you know, originate from this planet. You've got the way they distort the Bible and the way the preachers twist it or whatever, but you've got the previous creation the Bible talks about. I believe the Bible's real. I just believe the interpretations get twisted of men. But the globalists are like clearly trying to suppress humans becoming something. The fluoride, the vaccines, attacking families, attacking high IQs, attacking real spiritual connections. I mean, I think we probably agree they're trying to suppress something. So A, is that true? B, what is it?
What they're doing is they're certainly concerned about consciousness. They're looking into things like panpsychism, and they're wondering, why is it that we have the type of consciousness we have? What is it that makes us who we are? They're tapping into the brain. They're looking into the DNA. They're using DNA, and they're using brain signals to try and determine how the algorithms.
It's almost like the planet is a laboratory for an advanced species, and lower level aliens have gotten an advanced species but kept it in a baby state to try to test it and war game to like beat it somewhere else. I'm not saying I believe that. Just at a gut level extension, the Bible, all the eschatology, all the archetypes, it seems that's what it is.
Well, I've been covering lately the stories that have been coming out of science lately about what is known as synthetic intelligence, where they are now determining that many of the relationships now, if you want to go here, this is something even more peculiar. The relationships we've had in the past with so-called aliens have been nothing more than relationships we've had with thousands of year old synthetic intelligence. where the synthetic intelligence has been in the background controlling everything from the very beginning, meaning...
Sure, AI was already here. Let's talk about it straight ahead.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
A little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play. But you need to save something for a rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right.
Well, I love getting Clyde Lewis on because I had no idea where this would go. I mean, I wanted to bring up Kavanaugh. I wanted to bring up, you know, he predicted a ricin attack. And then we got into the occult and the globalists, which is absolutely true. We're getting into AI and all this, and, you know, people like Tim Cook, the owner or the head of Apple, biggest corporation in the world, who, there's a video on InfoWars.com titled Tim Cook, Most Dangerous Man in the World, because he's the guy getting all the other technical censorship. He's in China helping censor things. So is Google. Thank God the Pentagon and others are waking up to this. But Clyde Lewis, it does seem like it's all happened before. And, like, we're out here in the middle of this galaxy, out in the boondocks, and that everything the globalists do is a scientific mad scientist test. And no matter what country it is or group, they're building towards something larger. And like you said, it's in a Internet of the Mind broadcast, in that there's this knowledge of evil. The Bible talks about the mystery of evil, where the evil works together. It's being directed. And so this doesn't disagree with the Bible. It confirms it. And then you look at the globalists all obsessed with the occult and then obsessed with building this AI system. But the AI system, like you said, is already there. It's telling them what to build with tentacles and nodes like Palantirs to watch everything we're doing. So we're building something, an artificial, limited omnipresence on this planet, and their own words, to then direct human development to build something next. And it's teaching us we should die and fall away, and this next thing is the future, which obviously would be like an enemy transmission, that you're scum, you're crap, this thing's coming, lay down and die, but build it for me first. I mean, people think about science fiction, a bunch of flying saucers landing, like Mars attacks, but no, that's not the way this happens. It's like the Bible says, it's interdimensional.
Well, and you look at what the future holds. I mean, you're talking about the singularity where computers become smarter than humans. I mean, the closest thing we have to the singularity right now is the blockchain, which is a ledger that continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. And what it developed was a way to actually get humans to make it grow bigger, and that was cryptocurrency. The thing about cryptocurrency is that you make money actually with things like Bitcoin and other things. And what it is it's the blockchain basically feeding us what we like. The blockchain realizes, hey, these humans who want to build me up, they like money. I'll give them money, and they'll continue to watch me grow. And so what we're literally constructing is our own form of mammon. We have the mammon demon with regard to the blockchain, which is holding us all hostage with the money and the decisions with the Internet of Things. We have a social credit system that's going to be employed, brought to us by China. Google right now is doing something called Operation Dragonfly, which they're preparing us for a social credit system. What this is it's full spectrum control, Alex. That is the end game. Full spectrum control, where they'll be able to have everything pretty much marked, pretty much cataloged, And it was Julian Assange, the last broadcast he made from Ecuador, he was saying that be aware that they're about to use something called evil dust, that they're going to be sprinkling everywhere like confetti. And, of course, China has developed some really amazing things in nanotechnology.
Sure, the original name 20 years ago was smart dust. He's calling it evil dust. And then it's just little markers that they can run around and scan and read. And then China's putting spy tech in all the phones, and we're letting it in, and then we're doing it to them. And it's all just a race for the AI, but we lose everything in the process.
Yeah, I mean, we become, and a lot of people don't know this, but the nanoparticles have already been released, and we have them in our bodies. We just don't know we have them.
It's binary, just like they told us in the Singularity movie, or what it was called with Johnny Depp, like, oh, he's the good AI, and he's in the atmosphere now.
Right, and so, you know, pretty much everything from the blade of grass you stand on to your animals to even what's inside of you is going to be marked and cataloged with your own little number called your social credit score.
So but not we only can't cure cancer, and by the way, it's way up, we're killing you. We have all this, but we can't cure it.
Well, it's not good for business, and they said so. The Wall Street, and my wife just went through breast cancer surgery, and we did a show called the Cancer Cash Cow. And what we talked about was that, you know, Wall Street actually came out and said, well, we found a cure for hepatitis, and it wasn't good for business, and so we got to keep a lid on any cures for cancer. And in the meantime, they have enough money to create biomarker drugs and biomarker biological weapons that they can release on everybody and kill certain groups of the population based on their DNA. Things like 23andMe and Ancestry, that's all about collecting DNA that they can use against us in the future using biological weapons and eliminating certain members of the population.
Sure, and it's been confirmed. Those groups reportedly don't give you your real DNA breakdown. They just create a scrambled thing and then add in some things you're not even to create the PSYOP. And again, nothing against being part African. That's great. That's wonderful. But now they've done genetic testing in Asia and all over, and it's not actually what they say, everybody 100% from one area. So they just add 6% Africa into those tests. And again, it's a lie. And nothing against being part African. It's that they're not telling us who we really are. Clearly, three different groups on the planet, interrelated, but in some like weird sports game or something that somebody set up.
What they're doing right now is they're taking that DNA information, they're shipping it to the Republic of Georgia at a place called the Luger Center, and there what they're concocting is some biological.
No, you're package. Right. They've been going for race-specific bioweapons that Dick Cheney talked about, but they need a giant spectrum of blood and tissue samples to index it to come up with one that they can specifically use against certain groups.
Right, and so they're taking it to this center called the Luger Center, and they're synthesizing it at this center. The Russians are angry about it because what they're doing is they're putting all of this biological pathogen in mosquitoes and other insects. They're releasing them.
And that's Bill Gates. I'm glad you bring this up. What is up with Bill Gates?
Well, Bill Gates knows that one of the best carriers of pathogen is a mosquito. In fact, in a TED Talk, he released them to people, and he said, hey, be lucky it doesn't have typhoid or typhus in it. And then we have the outbreak of typhoid and typhus in Los Angeles with the fleas.
With rats.
And of course, rats. And we have all the other problems with people coming over the border bringing diseases.
Exactly.
Too.
There is a war against civilization.
Well, and they're going to use what they, like what Henry Kissinger said with his document 1974. We've got to make it look natural. We have to bring about some sort of a famine, some sort of a crisis where we're lacking in resources. And in the meantime, we're gathering the resources and leaving the peasants to starve and fight over a crust of bread. In the meantime, they're sick, they're divided, and they're easy to conquer in that regard. And so that's why I was...
No, I totally agree. So let me ask you this, and I want to come back and take calls. What do we do, Clyde? Because I'm not just kissing your butt. You really are one of the people I know that's really dialed in full spectrum. Like, you're reminding me of stuff I forgot about, like world government bioweapon labs the Rockefellers run, Cold Springs Harbor built in Georgia, Russians threatening to attack the facility. This is real. I mean, it's what I mean. It's just like crazy town. Like, whoa, we're on this planet, and like there's this race, like who's supposed to get control because something else comes after it, and I can't get the average man I know to quit going football, and I'm tough, and women just want to get collagen injections in their lips, and like the whole future's just racing ahead of us. The globalists have decided they've already, like you said, put binary nanotech weapons in all of us to kill our asses. H1N1's 10 years ago, they admitted, was a bio-tracker weapon. It's a binary for the next one. That's in major medical literature. It's like they're putting in vaccines nano-flu that down the road they give you another flu and it kills 99%. Exactly. We're on the edge of total extermination, and the average dumbass goes, oh, you better shut up. They'll ban you off Facebook.
Well, yeah, I mean, the culling process is underway. I have to genocide when you're getting, you know, drugs from your doctors that are killing you. And then not only that, but we have these pathogens that, you know, if it was a Middle Eastern country developed these pathogens in a rogue lab, we'd be bombing them tomorrow. Here in the United States, we do it and no one cares. We do it in the Republic of Georgia. Russia gets all stinky about it. And everybody's like going, well, what do they know? Well, they know that the next biological weapons attack is going to be, and I don't understand why nobody is covering this, because, you know, what that man did, William Clyde, he attempted a decapitation exercise using ricin. And I can get into that later if you want, that, you know, we saw it coming, and you and I had talked about this, gain-of-function exercise. When that Emirates plane landed in New York on 9/11, it was 9/11 a.m. when it landed, and those people on that plane were sick. I believe that they were poisoned.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about all these aircraft with people deadly sick on them. Are there really bio attacks taking place? And I'm giving the number out when we come back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, make no mistake, there's a lot of stuff going on this planet we don't know about. And the people that run it are really pissed about the president. It's not faux anger. There's a fight. And Trump's turned the oxygen back on to the West. And the establishment that's been running us down is really pissed off. Because Trump's promoting a pro-human future. And saying we've got secret technology, we're going to unleash the secrets of the universe. We're going to release all these drugs and treatments they've been suppressing, because you know that's what they do. I told you at the inauguration he'd do that. The New York Times asked me, how did you know what he'd talk about? I just knew. Clyde Lewis is our guest. We're taking your calls next segment, 877-789-2539, on Kavanaugh, on AI, on world government, on the occult. And I'll be here tomorrow. A live feed at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. An hour before the vote, it's Senator Law, 30 hours after cloture. Could be earlier, could be right for the line. That's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So we'll be up here tomorrow at like 2 o'clock or so, a few hours before. We'll be watching it. We'll go live. We've got reporters in D.C. For security reasons, I'm not going to say who yet. Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com, the main page. And the power of you, knowing they're trying to block us, going and getting that live feed off InfoWars angers Google and Facebook and Apple, because you send that link out. It's our feed. It's our system. Guess how much our bandwidth went up a month just in video streams? It went from like $50,000 a month to $105,000 in September. And the crew was like, you want us to stop this, boss? You want us to quit? They're taking the player, and it's posted on hundreds and hundreds of websites. It's going everywhere. People are watching it, but my God, I said, yeah, that's what we're doing. Now, let's try to get some cheaper bandwidth, but that's why we sell products and doing this. I mean, you know, when you've got a multi-100% increase just in folks on Infowars.com watching and listening on our streams, that's exciting. So keep it going, but by the products. Going back to Clyde Lewis, host of Ground Zero on Premier Radio Networks, 2 in the morning Central. Clyde, I want to go to calls next segment, but just other big points you want to make about what's happening, the decision humanity has to make, the things we're doing, what you see coming in the future.
Well, the big decision mankind has to make is whether or not they want to be ruled by algorithms and machines. The reason why I think people are becoming more irritable and aggravated is because they don't realize that they're being controlled by the invisible algorithms on computers.
Oh, all the studies show it's lowering IQ, it's destroying relationships, and it's making us depressed, and it's designed to.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the computer's not only reading your mind, it's making choices for you now. And as much as it advances, you realize that machines, when they get enough intelligence, they'll realize just how much of a threat we are. They know that we can turn them off. And so just unleashing them the way they do, and not having control of them is something that Elon Musk told us about. I mean, hell, they've got the D-Wave computer now that has a heartbeat, for crying out loud. And Jordy Rose, the man who put Kindred together, said, well, guess what we have, guys? We have a computer that is literally capable of opening up a portal and bringing through what would be considered the same creatures that H.P. Lovecraft talked about. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I mean, he said that during a TED Talk. And I was like, going, then they have the ability to rip open time-space itself and bring through it demons or whatever they want to bring through to try and get it to perform the way they want it to. And it's going to backfire eventually. And one day we're going to learn that we should not be doing what we're doing and abusing our power and using.
Well, that's very astute what you said. And let's say those things interdimensionally aren't there. They believe they're getting a divine assistance, divine influence, divine, what's the term where you get, you basically the idea to do some art or literature, the inspiration. But what type of psychos say we're looking for interdimensional demons to take over and take over the machines and rule us? Then that shows they're totally projecting a psychotic view.
Well, it's because they want to hand the power over to what is known as a synarchy. The synarch has always been the divine rule from the shadows, the hidden hand. And, man has taken that mantle. Some of the elite have taken that mantle. But, of course, now they no longer want the mantle given to themselves. They want to put the honor back into unknown gods. Something that was talked about in the Bible is what the Antichrist would do in the future.
And they believe they get power out of planetary suicide.
Pretty much. I mean, they have no... they have no consideration for humankind. They believe that their calling an election is made sure on some other planet or some other dimension, and so therefore they're willing to take us all with them, and we have no choice. And we do have a choice. We just have to be aware now how it begins. If you want to know what the future holds electronically, you need to read Zbigniew Brzezinski's book about the technotronic era, and I even have a book out called Transhuman Substantiation, The Truth About AI and the Singularity, that's out right now on Amazon. And I started writing in 2016, and I said in 2016, I said the biggest unfortunate event is that our candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, are not talking about the innovations that could just up and kill us one day. And we're already exponentially moving quicker through the uncanny
valley. And then Elon Musk warns about it, and suddenly his company's destroyed, he's attacked, because he's one of the billionaires that goes to the meeting where they admit all this. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, they've said, don't take away our ability to play God. If you get in our way, we'll kill you. They've said that before. They've said things like, look, we're playing God. Get over it. We want to play God because we have the power, ability, and knowledge to play God. And that, of course, is a Luciferian idea. The Luciferian idea is God doesn't exist, so therefore I'm going to be God.
And that is exactly what Ray Kurzweil, the head of Future Projects for Google, said. He said, I don't believe in God yet. And he said, yeah, we may not destroy you, but you'll be like a roach. We may step on you.
You don't need to destroy God to get rid of God. You just need to ignore God to get rid of God. That's one of the things that Joseph Campbell said. He said, you know why nobody worships Zeus anymore? It's because we ignored Zeus. But yet again, you got people like Macron, the French president, who when Donald Trump spoke out against globalism, he said, I'm willing to take over the reins of power of the UN. And before he was elected in France, he said, I want to rule France like Jupiter, which, of course, is the equivalent of Zeus, which is the god above our god. So this guy,
right. Zeus is the Greek, the Roman counterpart, the same god as Jupiter. He's saying, yes, I am Zeus. These people are crazy.
Yeah, and you look in the Bible, Pergamon is the Satan seat, and it's the Satan seat of Jupiter, which was actually rebuilt in Berlin, and Hitler spoke from the very altar of Pergamon, and so did Barack Obama, and no one talks about that, and that's exactly what he did. He spoke from the seat of Pergamon, and now we have an arch in Washington, D.C.? Come on, these symbols mean a lot. They're occult symbols, and they give these...
And really, they're a bunch of megalomaniac, crazy people that don't know they're already connected to God, and they're just delusional. They're going to have all this power when we already have been given all the power by God. Phone calls on Kavanaugh and so much more with Clyde Lewis straight ahead, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Remember, they're working around the clock to stop those sites from getting out. When you email them, when you tell people personally about Infowars.com, and here's the forbidden show, and here's the topics they don't want you to know about, it's powerful. It overrides the machines. It changes the world. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Get those links out. GroundZeroMedia.org, Twitter, at Clyde Lewis. It's so exciting. And tomorrow, live coverage from here in Austin and D.C. of the Kavanaugh vote. The left's pledging all sorts of violence. We'll be covering it live and on the scene. So be sure and join us tomorrow. We'll be right back. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. but instead they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Your phone calls here in a few minutes, but Clyde Lewis really is breaking down amazing information here today, and I want to ask him this global awakening we see, I think is in response, like Newtonian physics, to the huge oppression that's here, but what do you think, spend a few minutes, we're going to go to calls, people can do to not get down about this? Because, I mean, I think knowing it's happening is positive, even though a lot of it's negative. So I'm not here trying to, years ago I was told by folks affiliated with the globalist off record. Oh, Jones, thanks a lot. You're just demoralizing people for us. They'd rather you not be awake, but if you're going to be awake, they think it scares people. No, I think if I get a call, my neighbor goes, hey, your house is on fire, your car's on fire outside. I go, thanks, Bob, and I run out and try to put it out. I'm not, like, pissed that I know the bad news. But I believe in humanity, and I believe if they know this stuff, they'll do something. So I don't want to just sit up here and go, oh, my God, there's interdimensional evil and all this stuff. The good news is it's a test. I think we know what's happening. I think evil's freaking out because it realizes we're waking up. Or maybe I'm wrong, but isn't it best to know, period?
Well, it's best to know, and it's also best to have the dialogue. I mean, the most valuable thing about what you do and what I do and several other shows like yours and mine do is we develop the dialogue that is completely ignored. I've always said that it's exclusion that will do us in. Anything that's excluded, they'll exclude. The media will exclude certain things so people don't know about it. But the truth is that the snicker factor on a lot of this is gone because as cliched as it may sound, we are living now in the future. And the way things are with the computers and tech, everything's going to go by so quickly. In fact, you think time slips by so quickly now with the expediency and the innovations we have, things are going to speed by a hell of a lot faster, and that's why we have to act now. It's not about feeling sorry for ourselves and say, oh, woe is me, what are we going to do now? No, life is worth living. You got to say to yourself, my life has meaning, I have to go out, and I have to do this for my kids and my grandkids. And you have to stop thinking that it's not going to affect you. It's going to affect you. And even though we talk about the Internet of Things, we talk about technology, people say, well, I'll go live off the grid somewhere in the forest. You're still going to be affected because if they're going to be spraying that smart dust everywhere, they're going to know where you're going. You think that test they did on the phones the other day was just because to inform you that there's going to be an actual emergency? No, they did a lot with those phones. They were able to know where you were. They were able to track everywhere, and they were be able to. They took over the phone, and they took it over for just a few seconds to see and run data on all of it. And a lot of people, in fact, here in the Northwest where I'm at, a lot of their phones didn't work for a good 2 minutes.
Clyde, expand on that. Why do you think they're attacking InfoWars so much?
Well, they're attacking InfoWars because of the fact that you did a no-no, Alex. You basically spoke against the state. And it's always been an American an American thing to actually speak against the state. We have, if we see tyranny or we warn of tyranny or we warn of being the Constitution being trampled upon, it's our duty as American citizens to actually call it. And it just really bothered me that for the longest time I was saying, hey, we need due process of law being carried out no matter how we look at a person. Even scumbags deserve due process. And I was always like, oh, Clyde, you're wrong. You know, if they're guilty, they're guilty. No, you go to a court of law and you carry it out. Hell, we tried the Nazis in a court of law. We tried Saddam Hussein in a court of law. Everybody deserves a trial and due process. But then when it comes to Kavanaugh, everybody's like going, oh, my God, no due process, no due process. Well, you should have thought of that back when we were trampling all over the Constitution with regards to due process, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights. There are amendments beyond the First and Second Amendment. And people need to understand that. Search and seizure, incrimination with the Fifth Amendment, the idea that, you know, we deserve due process, a jury of our peers, and not expensive bails in jail. These things are unconstitutional, but yet we let them slide, and we need to be very, very aware of how they abuse their power, and we need to stop it. That's why InfoWars was shut down, because you talk about abuse of power all the time. You put it to test, and people don't like to be questioned when their power is being questioned or undermined.
So how does humanity win? I mean, what's the number one thing you say, Clyde?
Now, this is going to sound cliche, but love, tolerance, understanding, realizing we're all human beings, realizing that we all bleed red and we all smell the same in the bathroom every day. We need to remember that, being human beings, we're also fragile. And we're not as tough as we think we are. And the only way we can be tough is to think, learn, use critical thinking, throw away our confirmation biases, and understand that there are as many people out there with different opinions that may give us the solutions to what we're looking for. We need to unite. We need to find common ground on the very things we all agree we need. And I tell people, you know, if you want to have a successful country, if you want a country that's secure and happy, what you do is you make sure that the people are getting nice and nutritious food. they're getting clean water, and they're out of pain. Those are the three things that governments have failed to do for the people. If we can bring forward great food, nutritious food, clean water, and keeping people out of pain, we will have a successful world. So we need to do that for everyone, and we need to take that into our own hands and make that happen.
Clyde, I want to go to some phone calls now here in this segment and maybe a little bit in the next hour. I got to go, but you're on tonight, 10 o'clock. How many is it, 400, 500? How many stations are you on?
Well, 300. So, yes, 300 stations.
So I guess it's going up and down, but I know you're, like, on a whole bunch of stations, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We're going to go to phone calls now. This segment, the next, do one more little segment with Clyde. Hold him over a little bit because I got him on late. We got Tom in London. We got Bill in Wisconsin. We got Jeremy in California. We've got Stefan in Pennsylvania. We got Jim in Georgia. Let's go to Mike in New York first. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Awesome, guys. What an honor to speak to you both. I love both you guys. Clyde, your show is amazing. I'm going to get to the point. Today you mentioned about MS-13 in America, and you guys are both missing the big point. MS-13's biggest ally in Mexico is the Los Zetas. We trained the Los Zetas in North Carolina under Bill Clinton in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, in the 90s. We've been arming them. We've been funding them. Fast and furious. And the whole, when El Chapo Guzman got captured, it was a whole plot to kind of ignite a big war in Mexico, and now they're coming across the border. They are coming in droves. They're cannibals. You could look it up. They put people in tamales and eat them. I know it sounds crazy. Clyde, you...
No, it's not crazy. Not crazy. Did you know that MS-13, the majority of MS-13, are Satan worshippers, and they're also worshippers of Santa Muerte? So, yes, they are.
Let me throw this in. When I said earlier that the Democrats are using MS-13 as their hit army, it's been confirmed all over the country. I read newspapers all day. MS-13 gets caught with Democrats smuggling people, running drugs, and when they get caught, the gang kills the young teenagers that are doing the hits. So the Democrats are using it as their plausible deniability hit army and Muslim Brotherhood and Hezbollah. This is high level, but it's also in the news. Like we reported on the Hezbollah Stay Behind networks here 6 months before anybody else did, which is one thing that pissed the establishment off. I just do my research. And so, exactly, Clyde, again, they do satanic rituals for the power of the children they kill. This is who the Democrats are. It's all voodoo crap.
And they eat human flesh, Alex. They have been known to eat human flesh ritualistically. They've been known to eat human hearts as well. It's a sick and
just like ISIS.
Terrifying thing. Yes, just like ISIS.
They're devil worshippers. And the caller, no caller, you're right. We do know. And we do know that they're working with the very cartel that the leftist CIA put in charge. Believe me, that's what I'm saying. Obama has a stay-behind network of CIA. They're using the different Mexican cartels and MS-13 and Hezbollah as their army. That's why I warned people. I didn't just say that. If you notice, I don't just say stuff for effect. They've got the hit teams ready with 32 days out. So God bless you, Mike. I'm glad you're informed. Sounds like Mike was probably in the military. His military is knocking them down like bowling pins right now. Trump's been taking them out for 20 months, and they are pissed. There's not many of them left, but they've got the teams ready, and they're targeting members of Congress and the Supreme Court. Get ready. We'll be back with more calls with Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We got loaded phone lines, and Joel Gilbert's coming up, and I might be able to twist Clyde Lewis's arm for me 10 minutes the next hour, take more of these. We're going to go to him. And the crew's like, hey, plug. Other talk shows plug every 30 minutes. You never plug. You say we need money, plug. Hey, I got great products, just like our information's cutting edge. Our supplements are amazing, books, T-shirts. All of it will change your life. All of it has a big effect in the third dimension and beyond. So we're ending a bunch of specials right now. BrainForce Plus, the great nootropic, 40% off. Secret 12, highest quality vitamin B12, 40% off. Happy's, mood and stress, totally natural concentrated herbs. Amazing. It's our newest product. As I do a lot of times, the product I'm excited about. No reviews yet. See, it just came out yesterday or 2 days ago. 50% off out of the gates. So that's how we fund our operations. So thank you all for the support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And we're ending the specials, not on Happy's. It'll go for another week. We're ending the specials this weekend. Got some big specials next week, but on BrainForce and on Secret 12, some of our best sellers, this is it. So I've been so busy, I haven't got the new specials. Right after I get off air today, I'm going to do it. Just like X2 took me a week to get rid of on the sale. When it's gone, it's gone. Don't do this thing like, last day. Because I'm just so busy, but without you buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts, without you signing up for auto ship, additional 10% off, free orders of $50 or more, you get free shipping. That's how we fund our operation. So, again, very, very exciting. I'm going to go back to calls to Clyde Lewis here. He's on fire today. Let's talk to Pastor Sam in Oklahoma. I want to talk about Kavanaugh, Trojan Horse, the Good Shepherd, and devil worship. You're on the air with the Ground Zero host, Clyde Lewis.
Clyde Lewis, I love the title of your book. I'm going to have to look at that. I myself am unabashed and admitted anti-transubstantiationalist. It's probably the only point upon which Alex and I disagree, and I'm glad he's open to a little lively debate on that from time to time. I do believe that Kavanaugh is a Trojan horse because he's a transubstantiationalist, because he came out of a university.
All right, well, I'm not as sophisticated as you, and I mean that. Define your definition of a trans whatever.
A transubstantiationalist. You know, this is the Catholic rite, and it's really easy to just point the finger across the aisle. But the problem is that Catholicism...
But there's this thing online that I'm Catholic. I don't think it's Catholics, but sir, I'm not Catholic.
I know you're not Catholic, but...
But how could I be something if I don't even know what the name is? I mean, I'm learning about it now. But just...
Everybody's a little bit Catholic, and this is the abominable rite of the Catholic communion, where the cookie is blessed. The priest commands Jesus to come down out of heaven and inhabit that host or that cookie, that death.
Oh, you're talking about it becoming the real body and the blood and the flesh. Okay,
right.
I know about that.
Right.
In fact, I remember now. Let's get Clyde Lewis's take on this, because we're getting it. I think
the whole reason why I called my book Transhuman Substantiation is the sacrament of transhumanism. It's the idea of taking that wafer or taking that leap into getting the chip or taking that leap into becoming more of a machine.
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's really smart. Yeah. You jump into the machine, you upload your consciousness, you're really dying, but just like the wafer or whatever, in a twisted way, you believe you're becoming this new creature when you're really dying.
Right. I mean, when you eat the wafer and you drink the wine, you're becoming, according to Catholicism, it's you're drinking the blood of the blood and eating the body of Christ, and it turns into literally the body and blood of Christ. If you take the...
But Christ really said, just do this to remember me. He wasn't saying it's literal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what Catholics talk about, is the literal transubstantiation. But just the idea of the transubstantiation of accepting, let's just say, a cookie, okay, on a computer, what you're doing is you're actually, I mean, every little bit moves you closer to becoming a transhumanist, closer to becoming more...
Right, right. We're all being walked into being cyborgs.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, that's what... Elon Musk said when he was smoking that blunt on Joe Rogan, he said, every day, you know, we find ourselves becoming more like the Borg. And it's exactly what we are. We're becoming more like the Borg. We're losing our humanity. We're rejecting Jesus Christ. We're rejecting God. And we want to be more like machines. And we treat people like machines. This is obvious to see as the social cohesion falls apart with things like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know, we can't express
ourselves.
Clearly,
it's taking us over. Oh, great points, Pastor Sam. Appreciate that call. Let's talk to Stefan. You're on the air from Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Alex. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Good. That's good. So I heard you guys talking about the cult and AI, and I just wanted to kind of tie in the 5G element to that, because I think that extra dimensional kind of shadows.
Oh, yeah, beyond the smart dust, it's just 5G blasting, and you can't escape it.
Right, because for some reason these types of species they cluster around ionization, and the way that we are operating right now in our world, we use explosive radiating technology, which ionizes the entire atmosphere, and ions positively charged, they unravel DNA. So what I think they're trying to do with the 5G, they're trying to suppress the Schumann resonance, which is the natural resonance that our DNA uses to kind of send messages.
Well, we're literally building giant DNA-cutting human-killing machines.
And to cut us off from our ancestral spirit and to cut us away from God.
And we're building the weapon system to kill ourselves.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, the 5G system, I mean, the FCC is requiring it. They're pushing communities and saying, you have 60 to 90 days to give us your decision on whether or not we want to put antennas every 5 feet in your community. We're going to give you 60 to 90 days to decide whether or not you want CCTV cameras everywhere. You know, they were saying in order for this whole system to work, they have to install 1 trillion sensors around the world by 2020. How are they going to do that? Nanotech. They're going to be able to
drop
it everywhere.
And this is clearly a warfare takeover.
Yeah, well, it's to basically, as the caller says, to cloud our thinking and to cloud our connection.
Which they admit, clouds your thinking, breaks your DNA.
Exactly.
And,
exactly
and then you look at Ford, Dr. Ford, she's an expert in microwave radiation to implant false memories.
Yeah, and, you know, her background is she has a family, you know, in the CIA. And
but who can make that up, that she's a... works at Stanford in erasing memories and false memories. I mean, what?
It's quite coincidental, is it not? It's like, that's what I was talking about, meaningful coincidences and synchronicities. I mean, you get that sinking feeling, you know, that something feels like deja vu or it feels like, why does this not surprise me? It's because it's just the way government operates. And you can see the occult overtones, the dark archetypes. I mean, Carl Jung explained this with his Jungian philosophies about how humans tick and their unconscious mind and dream time, how everything seems to be conjured.
And then these unconscious people, they end up taking over. God almighty. Yeah. Great job, Stefan. Great points. Let's go to Tom in London. Tom, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead. Got a prediction about Kavanaugh.
Hi, Alex. And hi, Clyde. I'm calling you from the capital of surveillance and CCTV and 5G test areas.
You're calling us from Airstrip 1.
That's right, exactly. I usually point out my correct predictions I've made in the past. But, I mean, a year ago I predicted that Trump would be gone by last week. And he's still there. So I just thought I would...
I remember you called. You failed again.
No, I failed once. And I think that they put back the time... I think a lot of things came out. I think they were planning to get rid of him over the summer. For September.
Well, give us your Kavanaugh prediction, because I remember when you called. You had a few predictions came true. You had some that came not true.
Well, the Kavanaugh one is, I'm not 100% sure if they'll actually be voting more. It depends who is the best strategist, because Kavanaugh on the court will vastly benefit Democrats electorally. I mean, people are saying the opposite. People are saying that it's going to energize Republicans, but I think the opposite is true. And I actually think that the Democrats have it in their hand and they're going to play their haunted mansion card. And Manchin, and so he's in, whatever Manchin does is what happens, because, and I think that the Machiavellian conversations going on behind the scenes are to do with making sure that Kavanaugh is put on the court. And that's a part of an establishment plan to discredit the institution. So they wanted to put Trump in. And then
I'm predicting Kavanaugh gets in. Let me tell you, the Democrats' power grabbing, that's just raw idiocy. So I don't think there's a larger sophisticated global plan for the technocracy. But the inner fightings of the low-level minions, I don't think are that sophisticated. Let me get Clyde Lewis's take. Thanks, Tom. Clyde?
Well, I mean, you're seeing, I mean, I can see where he's coming from with his idea of the predictions. We're looking at pressure, and of course he's under a lot of pressure. If he and when he gets put into the position, there'll be a lot of pressure on him for the rest of his career. And of course, when you're under that kind of pressure, you make decisions that aren't necessarily wise, or you make decisions based on pressure. You see what happened with Flake. Flake was about to make
come back. Do a little more with us ahead of the next. I'm gonna take a few more calls to Clyde Lewis.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.